Now, our next guest is an artist, I would say a performance poet. Not only that, he's kind of doing what a lot of good artists tend to do, Adam, which is to try to get through to people about important issues and educate people, like KRS-One, who we talked about early in the show, who was in Brixton last night. Brian Beatty Man Wilson is one of these people. And we'll introduce him in a minute. He's waiting in the green room. But we're going to play. This was a video clip that went out on social media during the right before the general election, Adam. And it was kind of a real support video for Corbyn. So Brian did the poetry for this, the lyrics and everything. And it's actually stunning. It's got a lot of amazing messages in it. We're going to share that with our listeners right now first. Listen to this.
Lift the lid off your bins and throw away your hopes and dreams, because the society that we're living in is ripped at the seams. Call me cynical, I'm only talking honestly. I'm waxing lyrical about government policy. Give me a mic and a stage and I'll tell you what I see. This ain't blind rage, it's the truth as seen by me. You know, I've walked the same streets that I've walked for years. I see the same old drunks drinking the same old beers, sitting in the same shop door that they defecated in the night before. But I see small businesses being shut down due to unfair tax laws, whilst MPs cut deals with multinationals behind closed doors. I see the government planning to snoop on us online and trying to extradite citizens for internet crime. I see the change. Change has got to come from the top down, because no politician comes to the streets of my town and offers words of hope or any opportunity for the families that are struggling in this neglected community. I see them spending our money or funding their wars in faraway lands without so much as a cause. I see them splashing the cash on guns and rockets and siphoning off the top to fill their own pockets. I see them rolling out ever more draconian laws to infringe on our civil liberties. It's time for us all to just pause, to stop, look and listen, and to inwardly digest the crazy shit that's been happening, to tell them to stop pointing the finger of blame, and in one united voice stand up and say, not in my name. If you want hope and effective change, vote for Corbyn, June the 8th.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's Brian Beatty Man Wilson, and that was something that went out just before the general election, and great piece of work as well. And we've got him on the line right now, and he's joining us here on the live link. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Patrick.
And, great, very impactful. I mean, Adam, he it was a laundry list, which he
just encapsulated just about all the problems, and there's the solution.
Yeah, so, you know, great piece of, I mean, Brian, you know, I was really moved when I saw that video on before the general election, which many people did, because I've walked under some of those archways, and I've seen those businesses been shut down by Network Rail under the arches on Atlantic Road, for instance, in Brixton. And, you know, all these things you're talking about are real issues, and the people know it. This is the thing. There's kind of an awakening going on. You know, you've been in these neighborhoods, you've been in the city all your life. Are you seeing a change right now, Brian?
Definitely. There's a huge so-called regeneration going on around Brixton. I mean, there's people are being moved out of their houses in the name of redevelopment. I like actually what Corbyn has said this week at the conference, that he wants to put a stop to that, and people have to promise to put people back in the properties once they've redeveloped it, which they're not doing at the moment. There's a big thing going on in Brixton at the moment, Cressenham Gardens, where they're trying to redevelop it because it's prime property. It overlooks a massive park and it's got great transport links in and out of London. So, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in Brixton that's quite worrying.
And so you got your finger, obviously got your finger on the pulse of these issues, and you've got local issues that the community's dealing with, that all communities actually in the UK are dealing with, this gentrification issue. It's all over the country.
It's like a plague.
It's everywhere. Everywhere I go, you hear the same exact stories. You can replicate. Then you've got the national issues, and then you've got the international issues. And because we live in a connected world, Brian, you know, this is new. This is a new thing for us. We have to have a kind of almost as well a geopolitical awareness of what's going on, because, as you said in this video that you put out here, they're spending our tax dollars on rockets, bombs, you know, things like this. Is this becoming something that people are becoming more aware of as well these days?
Not if they're listening to the BBC News, they won't be. I mean, mainstream media as well, they feed people crap, basically, and people are ready to believe it. But I think there is an awakening, especially I've seen it amongst the artistic community. Like, a lot of poets and rappers are speaking about issues a lot more. I mean, it started that way. It seems to have come around in a circle. If you go back in the day when you had people like NWA and Public Enemy, it was poetry was rap, and rap was poetry, and it was talking about issues. Then it sort of lost its way, and I think it's coming around full circle now. You've got the young guys like ASAP Rocky and people like that talking about issues that affect us. So, yeah, it's looking like people are becoming a bit more awakened, and it's good to see that some people that are come sort of mainstream now are actually talking about these issues in their music.
Yeah, and we, you know, we were talking, we just kind of ran into each other, you know, and I don't know how you got started in this game, Brian, but, you know, there's a real vibrant poetry scene. It's been vibrant for a long time, but it's, do you see there's a resurgence in this art form? Because it seems like one of the only safe, really, places where you can, you know, live performances, it's, a lot of people are doing stuff on the internet, and that's great. But with censorship and things like that, sometimes in a live performance or a printed piece of paper is the only place it might come back.
It's full circle in terms of the delivery as well as the message.
Yeah, I mean, do you see a resurgence in this art form, Brian?
I definitely do. I've never seen so many. From when I first started, there was a few open mics here and there, but they're everywhere. And it used to be just musicians in open mics, but now there's at certain open mics, there's more poets than there are musicians in them, and there's a lot of clued up poets, I'd say, that they're actually talking a lot of sense now, and it's really good to see. And the best thing about it is that so many of them are young. I'm talking about 19, 20 year olds with their heads screwed on, and it's really good to see.
Yeah, I get really empowered when I see some of the young people that absolutely following these issues that we talk about on this show. They know what's going on. They're a lot more streetwise on the sort of political level, I think, than maybe a lot of the previous generation was. So this is something that's great. I mean, at the end of the day, Brian, you know, I talk about this all the time. The level of corruption right now, it is just so rank from the political level nationally to up to the UN. People cannot comprehend the, you know, it's like an international organized crime syndicate.
I mean, the UN is not fit for purpose, is it? I mean, if we was talking yesterday briefly about Israel and about, and I mentioned to you that Resolution 242, that was is the longest unresolved UN resolution. It was after the Six-Day War. The UN Council said that Israel had to move back from the land they had encroached on in Palestine. They totally ignored that and carried on encroaching on and taking more land. And that's 50 years now. And there's been hundreds of resolutions since that have just been ignored with no sanctions.
Yeah. And now we're looking at Saudi Arabia doing something in Yemen that is just incomprehensible in terms of international law or international norms, as we like to be lectured upon by the likes of John Kerry and our U.S. delegation, Nikki Haley, talking about international norms. These aren't international norms when they're talking about Syria or Russia. Meanwhile, we are seeing some of the biggest long-running crimes with regards to, as Brian mentioned, Israel, Adam. But Yemen is like a really open wound for the international community, and I, for the life of me, I can't understand why it's being ignored.
I mean, then we're supplying the Saudis with the arms to commit these atrocities. It just makes no sense.
So, you know, I don't know if you got any rhymes that are coming up topics, but we about two minutes left. I don't know if you've got anything that you want to say before we break. Brian Beatty Man Wilson joining us from the realest part of London, which is South London, here on the live Sunday Wire. But I don't know, any last words you want to share with our listeners, Brian?
I'll put in half a poem. It might cut me off halfway through, though. But
go ahead.
Look deep enough and you'll find that all of our souls are entwined through long ago forgotten bloodlines. Creed and colour should not be defined. Stardust is dancing in our veins. We all came from the same DNA. Divide and rule is a game that they play. It's time to stand up and say no way. You know, those in power are formulating plans to send drones into foreign lands and rain down bombs on my fellow man. Open up your eyes, it's time to understand. Take a walk down the road less travelled. Then, my friends, the truth will be unravelled. A thin veneer of lies covers it all. One day those in power surely must fall. Misogynists call women bitches and hoes. We're sold the dream of celebrity on reality shows. They spend more on prisons than they do on schools, privatizing healthcare, taking us for fools. The ice bucket challenge filled social media while 800 million people have no access to clean water. Children slave in sweatshops worldwide. Humility is valued less than pride. Wars are being fought over whose god is better. This shit has got me at the end of my tether. Slaving your life 1 week's holiday a year as they sip champagne and keep us in fear, rolling out ever more draconian laws so the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. Christian against Muslim and Muslim against Jew, yet they keep the high ground with divide and rule. In the States now, they want to legalize weed after years of killing young black men on the streets. The right to bear arms is still part of the Constitution, even after countless massacres in schools across the nation, funding the State of Israel to the sum of billions so they can raise to the ground the land of Palestinians, hospitals bombed and the homes of civilians by weapons supplied by Americans. The Twin Towers go down, another excuse for war. Look closely, how did they fall? Osama once worked for the CIA. Where did Al-Qaeda get their arms? The USA. Old men are starting wars and young men are dying. Profit for instigators, mothers left crying. Puppet regimes cause death and pain and they don't do what you say. Here we go again. I'll cut that one short, yeah?
No, that's good.
Well, that's a perfect summary of the last 20 years.
Yeah, that was a digestive, short, abridged history of the last 20 years.
It's about another minute or so of it, but I didn't want to overrun your time there.
No, thank you. We're going to cut to break because we're on a tight schedule this week. But we'd love to get you back on to hear the full compliment, hopefully, on a future week, Brian, if that's
going to be possible.
Absolutely. Hopefully it has a happy ending.
Yeah.
that's what I'm waiting to see. I don't know.
that's what we're all working for.
We're all sticking around for that for the happy ending.
It's not looking good, though.
In the short term, definitely not. But you know, it's all about the fight. It's all about the fight, and the fight defines the man.
Absolutely.
And whether we win the battle or not doesn't matter because it's a long war. It's a war that's been fought for a millennium.
So it's like what Orwell said: the war isn't meant to be won; it's meant to be continuous. But hopefully not. Hopefully there's a pause button.
Yeah.
In a particular machine.
Hey, but thank you for your work and your conscious artist. Brian Beattyman Wilson, and you just give us a shout out. You've got a couple of YouTube channels, and also you've got some stuff going on Facebook where there's a lot of good information, by the way. Give us a shout out of where people can find you online, Brian.
Yes, so Facebook is Brian Beattyman Wilson. You've got at Beattyman Poet on, I think, on YouTube and on Twitter as well.
Yeah, and we got a link to is your YouTube channel on our show page right now, so you can go check him out. If you let the video roll, it'll go to his other videos as well. You can see some of the also collaborations with a lot of other artists, including members of the Alabama 3, and a lot of the people who are really kind of active on the scene down there in South London, which is a very vibrant scene. But thank you for so much for your time, and we hope to speak to you again, Brian.
Anytime. Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That is Beattyman, Brian Beattyman Wilson, great artist, great poet, and a lot to say and a lot of good commentary about what's going on today. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back for the third and final hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Patrick Henningsen. Stay right there.